Clay Bank. They have now released their second album, No Escape, on Mountain Fever Records. The entire band was a guest, except one person, back in 2016 after the first album was released. Second album's been released. Gary Trivett of Clay Bank will join us in the second hour of the program to talk all about this second album. Great collection of tunes. A lot they're creating on their own right now, which I think is a pivotal step for a new band such as Clay Bank. I'm really happy to have the opportunity to talk to Gary Trivett of Clay Bank. How are you doing, Gary?
I'm great, Steve. I hope you are.
I'm doing fine, man. Listen, I appreciate your time. We were chatting off the air that I met you and at least two other members of the band. I think we were missing one in Raleigh during the week of IBMA, just at a table. I had a table, and you guys would wander around, and I talked to you and most of the band then about the very first album that you put out with Clay Bank. And didn't know the music at all, and driving home, I told you then I was going to listen to it driving home, and I really became a fan of it. That album was Playing Hard to Forget. It did well. It did well for the band.
Yeah, absolutely. It was. We had worked on that album independently before we signed with a label, and they didn't actually do that much to it. We put three more songs on it and put it out there, and it was basically... We recorded it at a friend's studio here locally, and the rest of it was produced by Steve Gulley, and the rest is history, because we just, you know, it just become what we are, Clay Bank.
You guys, and Clay Bank has a great sound, and your new album is on Mountain Fever. It's called No Escape, and it's jumping right off the charts. I mean, I guess the first release was of a single of Queen of Carolina, and that did very well. You guys are moving forward fast, I think.
Well, I appreciate that. This album really showcases our songwriting and original material a lot more than the other one did, even though there were a few on there that we had written on the other album. But we really buckled down and started writing, and I even have one gem on this album that I had written, so I feel very fortunate to have one that made the cut, as they say.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about who's writing what, but that's a big step when you're a new band, I think, to there's so many things to pull from, and you like to contribute, but if you start contributing more and more and more, I think it says a lot about what's happening within the band, that you're able to pull these other sounds together, and you start thinking of your own sound.
Yeah, and I think that's very true. We love to write now after we've started doing it, and we end up writing together, you know, some, and we'll bounce ideas off each other. And Tyler Thompson, our banjo player, he's a wealth of writing ability. He has the ability to put stuff together, and you know, one particular song, "Where's the Train When You Need One," that he and I co-wrote together. I basically pitched the idea to him and told him what it needed to, how it needed to go together, and he put the song down perfectly, and we just recorded it, and it was great.
That's the third cut on the album, No Escape. And just for the listeners, it's a story about, I mean, it's initially about a train and a train station and it being gone, but it's also just maybe a comment about change and maybe old towns or small towns, you know, being left behind or things happening, but it's kind of the story. Well, you can tell the story if you helped co-write and you know the song, but it's an interesting take on looking back. There's a lot of things on this album. I do want to talk about the song, about looking back. There's heartbreak. You do have a couple inside the jail songs. One of them is a murder, death, kill song, as I would call Poor Lily. And then you have a gorgeous a cappella tune that ends up ending the album, I'll Wear a Right Robe. And you have some nods to some gospel, spiritual type things, and it's just a gorgeous album. You started off right away with a nice up tempo of that Queen of Carolina, which was the first release. But let's go back and talk about, since we jumped off on Where's a Train When You Need One, just a little bit about that story.
Yeah, where I'm from is in the Boone, North Carolina area, western part of North Carolina. And I never did have the privilege of seeing trains coming through. I mean, I missed out on it by just a little bit. But I had the idea that, you know, it's nostalgic that the trains don't come here anymore. And sometimes, you know, you just like to go hear the whistle blow, you know, or jump on the train and take a ride or something. And you can't do that in this area anymore. And this is a real mountainous country where the trains were very prominent. And about the only thing you can do now is go to amusement park and ride one.
There's actually a lyric about the train, the depot, I suppose, or the train station is you know, gone or destroyed or leveled or whatever. So it's I will tell you this: I got to hear a lot of trains when I was a kid because we lived near the railroad tracks. And the other thing, I got enough of it. And the other thing about it too is we always walked the tracks to get where we were going. Constantly. That's how we went to go fishing. That, you know, and you just jump off the tracks when there was a train coming by moving fast. But I lived around the tracks all my life as growing up. So it's something that, you kind of miss from Americana. And it's a beautiful song about that exact thing that is being lost, probably more prominent in where you're talking about. I mean, the train always ran around here, and I also lived near an airport. So it's not exactly the same nostalgia involved. But it's a really...
Yeah, probably where you're from, there's lots of trains. Up here, there was only like one or two, you know, from one direction to the other.
Yeah, and
once the train was gone, it was gone for good.
Yeah, I live south of Ohio, and there's a couple bridges that are just train bridges.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going back and forth the Ohio River, Cincinnati, back over this way in Kentucky. But the Queen of, the No Escape, the title cut, is that's one of your you listen to this guy talking about can't escape the dark night and shadows, and it winds up he's been jailed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know, Danny Roberts and Adam Haynes and J.D. Roberts wrote that song, and we were just tickled to get it. Danny produced our record, and we were tickled to get the song from him, and we kind of put our own little twist on it, and it has a mandolin rhythm kick on it that's really cool, and Jacob is becoming one of the finest singers out there.
Oh, he really is. He really is.
Yeah, he's awesome. And we have all three of the guys, including me too, but I sing harmony a lot, and I don't lead too much anymore. I used to lead a lot in another band I played in, but I'm happy to just play the bass and help out all I can. And these guys are just so talented.
They are, and when I first met you guys, and we've mentioned a couple members of the band, but let's go ahead before I forget and we get done with this. And tell me all the members of the band for the listeners that are part of Clay Bank, so I don't forget to go back and recover that.
Okay, on the guitar and singing lead and harmony is Jacob Greer. He's 19 years old. He's from West Jefferson. And then on the mandolin is Zach Arnold. He's 17 years old, and he's also from West Jefferson, North Carolina. And then on the banjo, I can never remember how old he is because I quit worrying about it after he got past about 20. But yeah, I think he's about 25. That's Tyler Thompson on the banjo, just a phenomenal banjo player, and really fits our style really well.
I
play bass.
You play bass. Stringtown, that's the only instrumental I hear on the album is Stringtown. Is that accurate?
It's Shingletown.
Shingletown. I can't see that. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't read Shingletown. Shingletown is the only instrumental, and that really does show off what I think two great, well, we'll say three great things about the band. You're originating your own songs. There really are great vocals. There's a nice mix of good bluegrass music on here, and the musicianship is really, I remember when you came to my table back in 2016, you were like, here's all these young guys, and I'm trying to keep up with them, and I didn't know anything about them then individually, or you. But they're really, Clay Bank is full of great musicians, and I think now the singing is coming on. And I mean, the very last cut on the thing, I'll Wear a Right Robe, that's as good as you can get for a gospel a cappella tune.
Well, thank you very much. We work hard on our vocals, and of course, I work hard just to keep up still yet, just like I said originally. But yeah.
You got to stop saying that.
I'm a big Bill Lawson Quicksilver fan. I have been for, you know, ever since he put the band together. And I love to hear his harmonies and how he puts songs together. And we use some of those ideas in that I Wear a White Robe. And, you know, that's an old Ralph Stanley song, I believe, that he brought it into bluegrass probably. But the end is straight from the Bill Lawson Quicksilver end that we put on it.
You nail it. You absolutely nail it. It's one of those ones where I love the fact that so many great bluegrass fans, there will be a couple gospel, there'll be an instrumental here or there, But there's always, and maybe Doyle has done this to all of us, I don't know, but there will always be an acapella. You know, he did those, all those acapella albums, but even still, he'll do an acapella tune. You can hear it coming, and you think, here it is, and it's just, you get that chill. But that your version, the version that Clay Bank does of Where Right Robe, has that same effect.
Well, thank you. We were so pleased to see it at number 3 on the Bluegrass Today chart last week.
Yeah.
A week before last, I guess, now when we're talking. But, the song is one that I've sung tenor on for years, and so I got to sing tenor on this one, too. So that pleased me a lot, you know, to get to be able to sing tenor.
It's pretty. It's just one of those ones you just, when you're listening to the people that will hear it, you just kind of want to be quiet and just and drink all that harmony, and it's so strong, and you guys really do a fine job of the other, what I would call the other gospel tune on the album is Crucified by Me, which where did that tune, how'd you get that into the album?
Yeah, that song is also another Danny Roberts tune song, and he just brought it to us and said, here's a song, and if you like it, you know, work it up and do it your way, and that's what we did. And yes, it moves fast, and yes. You know, it's a good song to just hammer down on and get people really into it.
It is. I've got a note about the tempo, and I really like those. I love Crying Holy. When JD does Crying Holy, it's like that. I like to have those type of, I like to have the gospel tune that also has that upbeat tempo. And I for some reason, I'm just pulled, maybe just because of the banjo, usually so involved in them, and that's what I play with. I love that type of tempo with that message involved.
Yeah, and you know, it does have a good message, and I'm like you. I also am an old banjo player from way back, so I know we were talking on Messenger.
Yeah, we were. Yeah,
I'm all about a good driving banjo, and then I'm all about a good gospel song too that's got a good message. So that song really fits the bill both ways.
Oh, absolutely. The Poor Lily we were talking about, No Escape, a fellow finds himself in jail, and Poor Lily, this is something that I ask a lot of band members if I think about it. Poor Lily is bad news for the guy in jail and bad news for Lily. But you know, when you listen to these bluegrass songs, the guy singing them, and he's really sad about being in jail, and he's really sorry about what he's done. But he's not. I don't get the feeling that if the circumstances arose again, that they still wouldn't do the same thing. Because, you know what I'm saying?
I believe
that's true.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think putting in the same situation.
Do the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, poor Lily. Go ahead.
Yeah, Poor Lily is a song that Tyler wrote, and it is about the last legal hanging in Johnson County, Tennessee, which is just over the border from my house. And it happened in the 18, maybe in the early 1900s, and it tells the story of a convoluted murder,
yeah,
cover up, and all that stuff. And he really researched the. There is a song about it, and it's an old time song. And Fred Price used to do it, I believe, from over in Mountain City. But Tyler really studied the story and come up with this song. I think it's a great song, and it's got that, we do it in the key of F, and that kind of gives it a really down low, you know.
Yeah. I kind of skipped over because we mentioned the first single off of the album, I believe, was Queen of Carolina.
Yes, absolutely.
And that to me is a road. That's a road song. It's almost like what band, I think that road bands, traveling bands, they always find a song like this or put one on an album or write one. It's really about being on the road and coming back home from any circumstance, but I think it also applies well to being a road band.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Tyler just recently got married, and we were all joking with him about writing that song about his wife, you know, getting back home to her. And he said, no, not really. I just wrote it about anybody. I just put some words together, and it can be about anybody. I didn't really write it for my wife, he said, but...
He better tell her that when she hears and asks him.
Well, it's already the cat's out of the box. She already knows.
All right. We were talking about Where's a Train When You Need One, which is kind of a decline of an important part of a of a community that you mentioned. And there's also, I think, a tune that the song that goes kind of with that same feeling is Drown This Town. Back and if you think back, I think back to the TVA and all those things when they were flooding towns for purposes of reservoirs or TVA for creating power. But that song to me is, you know, yeah, here's our town, and you're gonna destroy the dam, and you're gonna put a half a mile of water over the town, but you'll never drown the town.
Exactly, yeah, and again, Tyler and Jacob and Zach all got together and wrote that song. And another, you know, one thing that Tyler did was he visited some of those people that are still living. They're really old now, of course, because they flooded that in '48, and there are some people still around that are in the town of Butler, which is what the song's about. That they had to move the whole town, you know, and he talked to them and found out the things that they went through prior to their town being flooded. And that's what the song's about. It's just straight up the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what happened when the TVA decided to take that land. And it's actually not far from my house where this happened.
Oh.
And my land that I grew up on, it had water rights were purchased by the TVA for that part of it. And they decided to move it into Tennessee. So, I still have that land, but, you know, fortunately for me, but unfortunate for the people that lost their towns.
There are, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Gary Trivett of Clay Bank, one of my favorite bands, and I still remember I enjoyed having you guys walk up to the table back in 2016. I enjoyed that whole feel that I got from the band with you and the young guys there, and we had a good time.
Yeah.
Kind of one of those on-the-fly things, but that's who I'm talking to if you're just tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. There are several, then, if we look at what we haven't touched on specifically. There's a lot of broken heart songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Zach and Jacob and Tyler wrote the Follow This Lonesome Wind,
mm-hmm.
and Zach and his girlfriend had a little spat, and he wrote this song about it. And
he liked the Taylor Swift of Bluegrass.
Yeah, exactly. They're still together, and every time he does it, she acts like she doesn't like the song, but she really does like the song. Just kind of acts like she don't, because just to aggravate Zach a little bit. But yeah, that's a great song, and In Bad Weather is a song written by a young man named Daniel Thrillkill, and he's just an awesome writer. And we heard the Bad Weather on Facebook video, and we called him immediately and said, are you gonna, because he has a band, and are you gonna use that song? And he said no, and we asked him if we could have it. He gave it to us immediately, and we asked him to take it down from Facebook, of course, so till we could get it all worked out. So that's where that song came from.
Let me ask you this. Do you think those, and I'm joking about the Taylor Swift thing, but do you think there's a youth, there's a feeling of youth? You and I might, we're not that young. I've never asked you how old you are. I don't care. But do you think there's that youthful falling in love and those first, you know, scars that your heart takes on when these things end? Do you think that comes from the band, through the band because they're younger? You know, some of them are kind of young still. They're doing so well. But, I mean, do you think that ever plays into it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I write a song, it's more nostalgic and looking back. And they're looking ahead and what's happening in the present when they write. And I agree. Yeah, I agree totally. It's it makes a fresh approach to our music. And I'm more than willing to sit back and just listen to what they've got. And Jacob and I and Zach are all co-writing for our new record right now, so we're working on stuff right now.
Oh, you got one that you're working on now.
Well, we're working on songs. We haven't started the album yet, so we're just getting stuff together now because we know, you know, when the time comes, we'll have to have it ready.
I ask us of band members also. How often do you think that let's say at this point in your career, maybe if you're further down, you don't have to, but at this point in your career, from your point of view, what would you like to have a release every year? This is. Year and a half, 2 years. What would you like to do?
Well, you know, it really doesn't matter to me. I think every 2 years is probably what I would think would be great. You don't want to overflood the airways with just stuff, especially if it's not high quality.
No, you got to be careful. You have to. You
got to be careful. Yeah.
On your second one, you have to be more careful than your first, because now you've got that out there, and you need to meet those expectations and hopefully exceed them.
Yeah, exactly. And then, now the third one, this album is a benchmark for my music career. No Escape,
mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that we're going to have to work extra hard to beat this album, because I've been around the block and recorded lots of albums, and this is the best thing.
It's a great Gary. It's a great No Escape by Clay Bankum. It's going to be around for a while. There's going to be more numbers up on the chart. We didn't talk about Go Back on the album, which I think is the sixth cut, which is again one of those nostalgic. There's that looking back and also the looking forward aspect of many of the songs, and that's going back in time.
Yeah.
In a time that I hope that we've all of us that are listening, I hope that we've all had that experience to want to go back to those times. I don't know that the opportunity is going to be there for everyone who's just now coming on board to what's happening in music, but I like to think that everybody has those memories. I do. I think that you do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wrote the song Go Back in... I wrote it in about 15 minutes, enough time to turn into my home place, gravel road, and sit down, pull the car off the road, and just sit there and write down this song. It's basically about my family and growing up in the mountains of North Carolina, and I was raised in a huge family, which, you know, that's not happening anymore.
No.
Either. I have 9 sisters and 1 brother.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the last line of the song, it says, 9 girls and 2 boys, Mom and Dad gave us all they had, you know, and they did. They gave everything they had. We didn't have much, but we had each other, and, you know, I have fond memories. Every time I turn down that road, I have fond memories.
Isn't that funny? I mean, I don't live that far from where I grew up, and something about, I talked about railroad trains, something about crossing over what we call the trestle or the bridge over the main part of the track at the back end of the town that I grew up in. It's like everything comes back. As soon as I get on the other side of that bridge, it all comes back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Same for me, exactly, except, like, there's no trains around.
Well, yeah. Well,
there's an old gravel road.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we used to walk. When we were kids, we walked everywhere. That's why I mentioned walking the tracks. Well, we walked across the bridges, and we just so you knew every square inch of that bridge, which is pretty much the same now. When I drive over it, I'm right back to where, you know, the guy's on the street and we're looking to play ball or go fishing or do something. That, to me, is a definite feeling I get. And that song, Go Back, to me, is that same, brings back those memories from my personal experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my dad was very old-fashioned. My dad grew up in the Depression era, and he never had a driver's license till 1969. So...
Well, there's a line in here for 1969.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and I walked with him everywhere. We'd walk, and I'm pretty young to say that I actually walked everywhere I went up until I was about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cool. I was he called me his shadow. You know, I was right behind him.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that memory. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Great album, man. Clay Bank, will I see you in Raleigh this year? I haven't looked far enough in to see what's going on down there.
Yeah, I'm not sure we have a specific showcase yet, but our booking agent and manager, Andrew, always gets us something.
Yeah, she'll get you down there.
We've already got our rooms and everything. So we will be there, so I hope that I'll get to see you.
Yeah, I'll be around there somewhere. We'll catch up again. This is great, man. Gary Trivett, I love the new Clay Bank. I love the old Clay Bank. You're not even that old yet, but the new one, No Escape on Mountain Fever, it's just solid top to bottom. And you as a band ought to be really proud of the second effort. It's solid. That's just all I can say.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen. I appreciate, you know, you being willing to talk to me about this album, because I know that you talk to a lot of bluegrass people, and feel very fortunate to call you my friend.
Well, same here. You're very kind. Your words, Clay Bank, you have a website. I know that for a fact. They can find out where to get this album and your other album and where to find you, I bet.
Yeah, claybankbluegrass.com, and we have that, and we also have some merchandise that we sell And hats and t-shirts and
you got to have that. All right.
Well,
listen, Gary, I appreciate your time, and I'll catch up to you. If it's not in Raleigh, I'll find you somewhere. But congratulations to Clay Bank on No Escape. It's hard to do a second album when your first one's so good, and I think you've risen to the task easily. Thanks a lot, man.
Well, thank you, Steve, and I'd be amiss if I didn't thank Mountain Fever Records for everything they've done. Aaron Ramsey was our engineer, and Mark Hodges, such a great, and I just want to thank them for everything they've done for us, and thank you for taking the time to listen to this old mountain boy.
You're welcome, brother. I enjoyed every second of it. I hope to see you again.
Thank you, sir.
All right, go on about your business. I'll talk to you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Goodbye.